In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. About 370 people are fighting the two fires burning in Boulder County. The Calwood fire has covered more than 9,300 acres and is 17% contained. The Left Hand Canyon fire has burned around 470 acres with just 4% containment. Black and Hispanic families in Denver are more likely to opt for remote learning. That's according to data from Denver Public Schools. Both communities have been hit hard by COVID-19. Chalkbeat reports that many families have safety concerns. And Melanie Asmar reports that that has some worried about unequal educational experiences.
Some educators might worry that some students' needs aren't being met virtually as opposed to in person. You know, in person, students can get breakfast and lunch at school. They have easier access to mental health counselors. Even if, you know, academic needs can be met online, I think some educators worry about all of the other services that schools provide kids. And a lot of that is really tricky to do online.
Chalkbeat's Melanie Asmar. In Denver, roughly 40% of Black and Latino families chose virtual learning, compared to 22% of white families. Colorado voters face an important deadline next week. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Voters who want to receive a ballot by mail must be registered to vote with current address information before Monday, October 26th. But anyone who fails to do that can still register and go to an in-person voting site until 7 p.m. on November 3rd, Election Day. State officials are also recommending that anyone planning to mail a ballot do it by the 26th. After that, the safest option is to drop the ballot in a drop box or at a voting center. The state has already received more than 640,000 ballots. That's far outpacing the early 2016 returns, but that could be happening in part because voters received their ballots earlier this year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Pueblo County could lose its permission from the state to have larger gatherings under COVID-19 guidelines. Today, Pueblo officials warned that coronavirus cases in the county have climbed to 230 cases per 100,000 people. That's far above the state's acceptable levels for safer-at-home guidelines. If the county's variance is taken away, that would mean bars and gyms would have to close, and restaurants would have to scale back capacity.